Welcome back to the program. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, fresh off of a successful CPAC down in Texas. Hello, Matt.
Vince, great to be with you.
Great to talk to you. Are you all settled in now? We got to speak to Mercedes earlier this week. She sounds like she's doing great. Sounds like you guys had a good time down there in Texas.
Well, you know, something strange always seems to happen during a CPAC, around a CPAC, and it seems like what's going on in Cuba is just so alarming, I think, to all of us who love freedom.
It sure is. It sure is. And I think I finally heard Jed and Psaki utter the words today. We just played them in our newscast a few moments ago, that communism is a failed ideology. She said those words out loud. And for the first time in a long time, I was like, thank God. She said something true from the lectern there at the White House. Now, of course, it's not going to last, but that is an important thing just to hear the Biden administration even utter those words.
Listening to Jen Psaki fumble around for days without trying to criticize communism is like watching the vice president plan a trip to the border. it should be pretty easy and pretty quick, but they took way too long to do it, which
yes.
makes you wonder. They're probably okay with an open border, and they're definitely okay with Marxism and these regimes like Cuba. In fact,
right.
isn't it amazing that their own Homeland Department of Homeland Security official basically said they don't want any immigration from Cuba. That kind of immigration they don't seem to like.
Yeah, the rest of the administration not quite on that message that communism's a failed ideology because, I mean, even today, you know, the big thing that stands out today, and I'm going to talk more about this throughout the program, but I want to get your reaction to it, is you've got the White House saying that social media companies need to do more to censor Americans. I just want to play. Here's a little bit of audio. Jen Psaki saying that the Biden administration is trying to tell Facebook which content to censor on their platform now.
This is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there.
This is the White House saying out loud, Matt Schlapp, that they're relying on a private company to censor American citizens if they express opinions that are unapproved by the government.
No wonder they like the Cuban regime. They act like the Cuban regime. You know what they just did? What Jen Psaki just did with that comment about how they're flagging problematic social media posts is she just made the lawsuit that we signed on to here at CPAC along with President Trump against these oligarchs. She just made our lawsuit a lot even more credible. It's already a good lawsuit because the whole purpose of the lawsuit is to say that these Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're just acting as agents of Democrat elected officials and Democratic regulators. So she's basically saying that their ultimate regulator, the President of the United States, is telling them what can remain on social media and what must be deleted.
Yes. And this is, in fact, the argument that Vivek Ramaswamy made in The Wall Street Journal, talking about why, despite what you're hearing in the media, Donald Trump's lawsuit and the one that you've signed on to, Matt Schlapp, could prevail because this is, you want to talk about a violation of the First Amendment, look no further than the government working to suppress your ability to communicate. And the White House is now adding evidence for that case today.
Yeah, and there's another piece to this as well, which is, in the end, all this is a huge election fraud controversy because all these social media companies, 100% of the time, it's all about boosting major elected Democrats and socialists. It
yeah.
never goes the other way unless it's like the Lincoln Project, which are basically, you know, heretical Republicans. So, you know, we get what's going on here, and that is Democrats in power colluding with big companies that want Democrats to stay in power and also, quite frankly, fear that if they don't do what Democrats want, they'll essentially be appropriated by these new kind of like socialists that are in power.
Yes. By the way, you mentioned the Lincoln Project, so I just have to mention a tweet that they put out a few minutes ago. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. What did they do today, Vince?
They call themselves—
They don't even know their own irony.
No, they don't. So they call themselves the Lincoln Project, just to be really clear. Abraham Lincoln, founder of the Republican Party. They call themselves the Lincoln Project, And they just tweeted, our mission is clear. Destroy the Republican Party.
Which was established, obviously, to abolish slavery.
Yes.
And other high-minded goals. And now, I don't know, did you see the Black Lives Matter statement today? Literally, you have Black Lives Matter that says it's all about racial, you know, justice. Won't even stand up for this huge percentage of Afro-Cubans. They took the side of the Castro regime. The Castroists, as I call them. It's just really gross.
Yes, it is. It's despicable. This past week, I think, has been a big lesson in how aggressive the left is in terms of its desire to move into every space that people communicate and try and express themselves and try and have thoughts that are unauthorized by the government. So, you know, you see today the White House pressure on Facebook to censor even more. We already saw emails between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg suggesting a relationship that involved censoring content on the platform at the behest of the government. We find out in this past week from Politico that the DNC is pressuring communications companies to intervene in text messages to see if they can manipulate what gets to you and what doesn't and under what circumstances, because they want to moderate the content, police the content of text messages. I don't know if I've ever seen quite so open and aggressive a march towards fascism as the one that's on display right now.
You know, what hit me today, Vince, is that I'm a religious man, as are you, and we believe that God created us with free will. In other words, you can't make somebody think something. You can present them a bunch of data and information, and they get to choose. And what's crazy about the modern day socialist Democrat is they used to have this idea of liberalism and tolerance and acceptance of diversity, and they don't have that anymore. It's so bad that they are going to tell you what you can say and not say. They're going to tell you what to believe and not believe. And the crazy thing about complicated subjects like race and your personal medical health and questions in society is you learn over time what was true and not true. And what's amazing is almost everything they've told us was false and should be flagged and is fake news. You know, the opposite turned out to be true. But yet they have no humility because they think they know everything. And it's because they want to set up the politics to go one way. And that's why we're divided. It's that simple.
Yes, yes. And these tech companies in particular, you mentioned the extent to which everything goes in one direction. Whatever errors they make tend to hurt Republicans and help Democrats. But there were some real, you know, there's a glaring thing that sticks out to me. We talk about the 2020 election and all the ways in which there were people who were conspiring for the destruction of Donald Trump. And one of them was the company Google, right? So Google controls 90% of all search traffic on the planet. And in May of 2020, one of the most pivotal things Google did was eliminate search traffic to conservative news websites. So you can go and and so all conservative news traffic disappeared. You can still find it on Google, but you have to be very intentional about doing that. But if you were to Google just a basic topic and you wanted to know more about it, the only outlets who would serve you information via Google, which again does 90% of the planet's search traffic, would be mainstream corporate liberal news outlets, and any alternative sources of information were gone. I mean, that has a real dramatic effect on human knowledge when the place we turn to for that knowledge limits what you can see.
Well, look at this. I mean, they knocked down President Trump's speech at CPAC in Orlando a couple months ago. And then, CPAC joins the lawsuit. I stand next to the president at the press conference in Bedminster. And next thing you know, Google, through YouTube, announces that none of our content from this most recent CPAC will be on YouTube. So, you know, they are throttling, they are censoring at a very aggressive rate. They did that clearly because I had the temerity to join the lawsuit and stand with the president. And look, Facebook did the same thing to this. All this started in 2015 when Facebook wouldn't allow CPAC to trend during that year's CPAC. The Facebook officials all apologized to me. They said, oh, this will never happen again. We don't want to, you know, rig what people see and don't see. But, you know, that was just all a precursor to them canceling Donald Trump and other people that stand with him. And I've had a Facebook executive tell me and personal correspondence that they have to do that because the president's dangerous. I mean, this is just, there is no difference from how they're acting to how Fidel Castro, Chairman Mao, Joseph Stalin, it's all the same. They might think they have a different and better intention, but it's the same actions, and it'll result in the same destruction of society if they're not stopped.
Well, it's also the way that you radicalize people. Like, that's the other thing that I understand the motivation for pure power plays, right? Like in the deep, the most cynical possible interpretation of this is they destroy your ability to see information because they want their guy to win. I got that. But one thing though, like think about, like, and you don't have to think that far into the future. Just think like a year or two or a couple years into the future. You really want to radicalize people? Do you really want to make them suspicious of literally every institution? Do you want them to start believing even the most wild-eyed conspiracy theories? Because that's the way you get that. If you pressure people,
that's
if you
right.
remove them from society and give them no way to communicate, give them no way to see conflicting information, and destroy every single person who they look to, what are they going to start believing? It's not. This isn't going
Let
to improve
give you
the health
examples.
Of the country.
Let me give you two examples. So at CNN, the morning after CPAC, I'm watching Dana Bash and others on CNN, and across the bottom of the screen it says CPAC, Convention of Conspiracy Theories and Lies. And I asked CNN, like, why don't you let me go on air to refute what you think is a conspiracy theory? They're like, the only way we'll let you on is if you'd have to refute everything that happened to CPAC. And I was like, well, of course, I'm not going to do that, but you should let me on. So that means nobody who thinks like I think will even watch CNN. And then, of course, you have this other thing where CNN and the coverage of CPAC is all about QAnon. I don't know much about QAnon, but I know this. More well-meaning people will turn to conspiracy theories because they feel bereft of options to turn to find news. With the news media, the old-fashioned idea of journalism, because they have abandoned this idea of being fair and being balanced, they are literally driving people to sites in their search to find out what's going on. And unfortunately, sometimes people will believe the implausible. What they are doing to this country, I can't believe that they think they're pursuing any good at all. Maybe they're just getting clickbait. I don't know, but it's so destructive, Vince.
Yes.
It's their fault.
Yes. I know. I'm always playing this game when I see all these stories. It's one of two options. They're either morons or it's malice. Moron or malice. Which is it today? Because every single time, look at COVID. Look at right now, they're like, weird. How come people are vaccine hesitant? Well, I don't know. Maybe because you lied to them about masks, herd immunity. You know, maybe it's because you like are caught lying about surface transmission, maybe lying about the origins of the pandemic. Maybe like all of that has added up to, you know, maybe Dr. Fauci funding the Wuhan lab and then not copping to that. Maybe all of that adds up to people saying, yeah, I don't trust you anymore because you've given me plenty of reasons not to. And yet, whose fault is it when people don't want to get the vaccine? Oh, Trump's not telling them to do it enough. Oh, shut up.
But the other piece of this, yeah. The other piece of this is your free will. If you, when you mandate something, that's what, essentially what they're trying to do with the vaccine,
right.
If you tell them, you say that it's Joe Biden's vaccine and not Donald Trump's, which is a lie, and then you say you must take it, you know, if something's a really good thing that's like a reward, you don't mandate that. It's
right.
Like telling my kids, you've got to do the dishes. I tell the kids doing the dishes is fun. I mean, hadn't they ever read Tom Sawyer? It's like, if you make it sound like it's a terrible thing you must do, guess what? People may just avoid doing it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Not to mention that, like, if we really cared about stopping variants, we'd stop hassling people who have already told us they don't want to take the vaccine in America and send those vaccines across the planet to the people who are desperately seeking them in order to stop the spread of variants. Because, like, you know, we live on a planet with people, but I don't think anybody's thinking that clearly. Matt Schlapp, you're always thinking clearly. Thank you. Great to talk to you. Welcome back.
Great to be with you, Vince.